Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, all in favor to help Kelly get revenge on her boyfriend, say aye.
Aye.
Kelly, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are great. So we hear you need some revenge on your boyfriend, Spencer. What'd he do?
He ruined things with my family the other day. So we need to get a little revenge on him for just totally ruining my sister's birthday party.
What did he do to ruin your sister's birthday party?
Okay, you guys are going to flip when you hear this one.
Would love to hear it.
Okay, well, a couple weeks ago, it was my sister's birthday, and my father had a huge birthday party for my sister at his house.
Okay.
And we've only been together for like a couple months, and this was the first time that my mom and my dad were going to be at the same place since they got divorced recently. So it was like kind of an awkward deal for all of us in the first place. But then like we have my sister's birthday, then they're meeting my boyfriend. I mean, there was just like a lot of elements going into the whole party. So
sure.
It was just kind of going to be a crazy day. But I was really excited for Spencer to meet my family, and it was the first time he was going to meet my dad.
Okay.
So we walk into the party, and we walk through the door, and I completely realize, oh, crap, I left the present in the car. So I left Spencer and introduced him to my dad real quick and ran out to the car to go get this gift.
Okay.
In that 5 seconds that I go out into the car, Spencer ruined absolutely everything. Because here's the thing, guys. Like I told you, we've only been together for a month, and I just found out I'm pregnant.
Whoa.
Wow.
Congratulations.
So that one night stand turned into a commitment, didn't it?
Well,
it sounds like you guys like each other enough, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going really great, and everything.
I mean, she got the fuzzy duck, you know what I'm saying? Hello. Quack, quack.
No, okay.
Girl, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no worries. I haven't told my family yet, because I'm just barely 3 months now, and I don't want anybody to hear anything yet, because I'm just waiting to get the clear and make sure everything's going okay. But stupid Spencer was nervous, and I guess didn't really know what to say to my dad, and he totally let the cat out of the bag.
That sucks. It's always a nerve-wracking thing, especially with your other half meeting your family. It's like, can I leave you alone in this room?
Oh, God.
Most of the time, it's like, are you going to be okay? But is your dad okay?
No, my dad is not okay. In fact, he's super pissed off.
Obviously. He just found out his girl's a little dirty girl.
Stop that.
I mean, she's pregnant, and she met the guy 2 months ago, so obviously it was the first night.
Well, I think you're exact, because you said that you're 3 months pregnant, so it has to have been at least 3 months. And I can respect that if you don't want to go into specifics of how long you've been together.
Yeah, that was business,
we've been together like 8 months, so.
Okay.
I mean,
he's the one that messed up here, okay? We're not interrogating her.
I'm not interrogating you. I'm just saying, as a father, if I found out that my daughter got pregnant you know, 3-4 months meeting somebody, I might be judgmental.
Well,
that's it. The fuzzy duck should not be prepared until at least.
Stop.
God.
You're being judgmental.
Wow. Kelly, I'm so sorry.
Quack, quack.
Thanks, guys.
Go ahead. So this is definitely reason enough. Is there anything in specific, like anything more that we need to know about this, or?
No, just that, like, I just want to get revenge on him because, like, all right, you have the biggest mouth in the whole wide world, so let's put it to use.
I think you have the biggest mouth.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what exactly are we talking about?
So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to put my judgment to the side, Ms. Kelly.
There we go.
So what we're going to do is call your man Spencer and get him back with a cupcake call.
Yes.
We are going to put 89 seconds on our clock.
Why do we have to put 89 seconds?
I think that's how many days she was before she got pregnant. So 89 seconds on our show clock to get you to get him to baby talk to you live on the radio. Okay, Kelly?
Yeah, I got this.
You got this?
Yeah.
Now, you haven't even been together for a year, but are you at that part in the relationship where you're baby talking to each other, maybe?
Well, he kind of does it to my belly.
Oh, that's perfect.
What, talk to it or do other things?
Talk to it.
Oh, okay. Oh, didn't know. Was
and
before
dog, yeah, we don't need to know. No more jokes. The duck is fuzzy. We get it. Whatever. Okay, perfect.
Hello. Quack, quack. Okay, so this should be easy for you. So what we're going to do, if you don't mind, Kelly, we're going to eavesdrop on your conversation with your boyfriend, and your baby daddy, actually.
Yeah.
What we encourage you to do, we're going to put you on hold really quick. Text all his family and friends and have them listen to Live 101.5. That way they're in on the joke as well.
Oh, they totally know this is coming because I've been planning on trying to get him back. So okay. This is perfect.
Let's get the best cupcake call ever, okay?
Yes!
All in favor for the best cupcake call ever, say aye.
I
want this guy so embarrassed that he is beet red after the phone call, okay?
Ew.
Yes.
All right. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We got the best ever cupcake call up next with your Morning Mess.
Yes.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, umpty. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, so we're back with this cupcake call. The best cupcake call, by the way.
Ever.
Your Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
Hi, Natasha Castles.
And it's Anish.
We're talking to Kelly. So Kelly has been dating this guy for about 8 minutes. She's pregnant.
Joey?
What?
Joey.
What?
Kelly, how long have you been with this man?
Oh.
Thank you. Don't be disrespectful.
What'd I say?
So, Kelly, and then you had a crazy situation. It was your sister's birthday party, right?
Yeah, and I left him alone for literally like 2 seconds, and he let the cat out of the bag that what? He basically, Shit. He told my dad that we're expecting, and he said something stupid to him, like, we can't wait to name the baby after you if it's a boy.
Oh, my God.
So now you have to.
Wait, what's your dad's name?
Steven.
Okay, that's a cool name. Little Stevie.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Basic.
So basically, your dad didn't know you were pregnant.
No, guys, he had no idea. I just found out not that long ago. And of course, I'm waiting till like everything's in the clear until I tell anybody. So literally, Spencer is the only person who knows it.
Oh, my God. And of all times to do it at your sister's birthday, too. I'm sure even your sister is just like, wow, on my day.
She's so pissed. Like, she's pissed. The day was ruined. Everybody was angry with me. They thought it was a prank, not
Clearly
a prank.
Clearly not, yeah.
Well, congratulations,
First
and foremost. It's a blessing.
It is.
So let's call your boyfriend, get back at him. He has no idea he's going to be live on the radio. We're just going to eavesdrop along with the Valley of the Sun, and you got to get him to baby talk to embarrass him back, okay?
Got it.
Do you know how you're going to do so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I can't wait. The best cupcake call ever, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
Hello?
Babe, it's me. Where are you?
You're up early. What's going on?
Well, I woke up early because I had this crazy nightmare this morning. I called the doctor, and he thinks it's because the baby is stressed out, and it's basically all because of you.
Okay, all right. Look, I'm sorry, honey, but I'm really, like, running out the door on my way to work.
Come on.
What?
I want you to talk to our baby.
I can be back in 25 minutes, all right?
No, I got to get ready, too. Just talk to the baby. Tell him that you love them. Do the thing that you do. You know, the way that you talk to me.
Okay, all right. Put me on speaker, okay? All right. Oh, I'm so sorry, my little baby. I make Webber wee-wee-wee-wee mad, which made Mommy wee-wee mad. So now Daddy has to make Mommy feel better. I think Daddy can help Mommy make another baby, and it'll make you feel all better, and we'll make Daddy feel better.
No, we don't need any of that.
You're really good.
Spencer?
Honey, who's on the phone?
So, Spencer, we got to let you know right now that you are actually live on the radio with the Morning Mess.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yes, you're on Live 101.5, and we do have to let you know something, Spencer. You be cupcake cool!
What does that mean?
That means that you just embarrassed yourself in front of the whole Valley of the Sun.
Hey, why did you do that?
Everything that you've been putting me through.
Well, obviously, we know your woman has a big mouth, but so do you. You spilled the beans that she was pregnant to her dad?
Yeah, it was a mistake.
I so flustered. I didn't even know what you thought.
I'm never going
to put my pants back on.
You understand that, right? They're going to make fun of me for months over this.
Yeah, I've been telling you, though, that you've got too big of a mouth, that you run your mouth.
Too big of a what?
You always
what?
Stop.
She's the one pregnant.
Oh. All right, who's doing that?
Oh, she's up to the law.
Okay, I get it, yeah.
Okay, I get it. Oh, no, actually, she got it. She's pregnant.
All right.
Oh, my.
He gave her Spencer's gift, and she's pregnant. Okay.
Yo.
Yeah.
Shut the f***
Oh, Kelly, he's up at what? Spencer gets timeout.
Wow, we're going to have a talk later tonight, honey, okay?
Aww. No, we're not. I got you back. Everything's all good now.
Oh, no, it's not even. Not, no, this is just the beginning, all right?
Ooh, the temple on Spencer. Right
now, but they're about to get their
temple on Spencer.
Oh, he's just joking with you, hon.
Hey, Spencer, though, seriously.
Yeah?
The temple on Spencer. Tony, my feelings. There's a baby in the womb. There's a baby in the womb.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.